You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fin Talk Radio with your hosts, Jim and Maria Wells. Brought to you by Edward Jones, Crystal Carter, Wintersville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Center, FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Fit Talk Radio's Fitness Model Calendar Search Contest, and Crunch Fitness Valdosta. And now, here's Jim and Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we are here, Facebook Live. Y'all join us, if you can, right here at the WVGA studio. Jim, we have had a very busy couple of weeks, haven't we?
It's been busy, but productive. We got some things done.
We sure did. Got to see a lot of people, got to meet a lot of people. We were just this past weekend in Daytona Beach and at the Daytona Pro-Am. Jim, that was a wonderful exciting event.
It was, and a lot of great competitors, both amateur and professional.
Absolutely. We met some great people, but some interesting people. Of course, we met Iris Davis for the first time, 77 years old. She got a Lifetime Achievement Award down there for being the oldest woman bodybuilder. And then we saw a father-son team compete against each other in the same weight class and category. That was kind of neat.
They were the only two competitors in that division. They came out, the father and son. They were bantamweight bodybuilders. And, I mean, the resemblance, the family resemblance, you know. One of the judges called out to them, father-son, and they didn't hear him the first time. And they're like, what? Father, son, and they both shook their head. Yes. I mean, yeah. So there they were, father and son competing on the stage against each other. But, you know, you got to admire that. When they acknowledged that they were father and son, I mean, right away the audience just gave them a round of applause.
Yeah. Yes. We got to interview them just a few minutes, and their story is kind of interesting. You know, this was on the father's bucket list.
Right.
And he's got pictures on Facebook that show him holding his little son when he was born, and he was taking him to the gym and lifting weights with him. And so this was a thing that you know, the father had always dreamed of, competing with his son, you know, on stage. And so I'm so glad that they finally made that happen.
Yeah, and I saw other pictures as well, just sort of the progression of the son, you know, when he's 4 or 5, you know, with a double bicep pose,
that
with his
was
dad
so cute.
Holding his trophy from the show, from the competition, and then a little older, and now I don't know that I asked, but I think he looks like a teenager, maybe he's about 18 or so, and so now he's able to compete.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So that was just one of the components, and there were so many people there, fine people that we met, and that we had the privilege to be with, and we also had our last photo shoot for the Fit Talk calendar.
That's right. And we also saw our Georgia NPC chairman,
Vince Crawford.
And he was judging down there. Saw our friends Steve and Tricia.
And they both competed, did well.
Right, they looked great.
They sure did.
Saw our friend Brock Mann.
Brock Mann was there.
From
absolutely.
Warner Robins, Georgia.
That was his 98th show.
Number 98.
Number 98.
Number 100 will be in Hawaii.
Yeah, how great for him. Just a great bodybuilding career. He wants to try to get his pro card after this. After doing 100 amateur shows, I think he probably deserves it.
Well, that's a terrific goal for him.
It certainly is. Also, before we went down to Daytona Friday, we were right here in Valdosta over at Wintersville. And Kenzie and Kristen did a great job kicking off Breast Cancer Awareness Month. They had it going on down there, didn't they?
Right. It had been a busy day for them, and they had been having raffles and giveaways and just all kind of activity there. A fun event right there.
They're doing it all month long, and they're going to give away at the end of the month that beautiful pink and white bicycle that Sean has put together from the Valdosta Bike Shop. Wasn't that a cool bike?
Yes, it was. It was.
So stop by there, and it's for the cause for breast cancer awareness. They're, all the proceeds go to them, to breast cancer awareness, to help fight and find the cure for breast cancer. So great, great event. Of course, coming up October 23rd, we've got the Muscle for Heart in Panama City. We will be emceeing that show. Be our first time doing it together, so I hope we do a good job.
Well, let's do a good job, and let's also hope that maybe we can actually make it onto the beach. You know, when I told everybody, we were Daytona, they're like, oh, great, great. I'm like, you know, we didn't get our toe in the sand, you know, not one toe in the sand.
Sad. That was kind of sad.
We got close enough from our hotel balcony to see and smell the ocean, but that was about it. This was strictly business. We got down there late the night before the competition, checked in, and then, of course, early in the morning, breakfast and straight to the competition until it was time to leave. And we actually had to leave before the competition was over, but thanks to Dwayne Culpepper, who stayed there and got the job done with the photography.
Absolutely, he did. And we rushed back to Valdosta again because we had a big event Saturday night.
The Bark Ball.
Right, at VSU, and it was a very nice event to benefit the Humane Society here. And thanks to Crystal Carter
for
our tickets. We really enjoyed it. And they had dancing. They had silent auctions. And, Jim, you even won one of your things that you bid on.
I bid on an item and actually ended up getting that item. So that's a little more money for the cause, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
As did my friend, John Coran. John Coran also bid on an item and got an item. I know he wanted to get several, but he was the high bidder on one. And I want to commend him for supporting that cause in a generous way. He bought several tickets and ended up taking some of his high school students along with him and his wife.
And they were at the table next to us. We really enjoyed sitting and visiting with them and dancing. And
right.
I understand that you did something that you don't usually ever do. And I told them that you weren't going to do it, and you did it.
Yeah,
you
warned me. Said the girls from Tift area there, they're going to ask you to dance. And I said, oh, thanks for the warning, because I'm not usually much of a dancer, but I did, since it was them, that, you know, I did go out and dance. So we all danced in a little group, the little Tift area group.
I can't wait to see the video. I've never seen Jim on a dance floor dancing, unless it's a slow dance.
I'm expecting that call from Dancing with the Stars any minute now.
Okay, yes, the host of Fit Talk Radio, Dancing with the Stars. Yeah, that would be funny. Oh, well, we'll move right along on that subject. Hey, I want to send a big congratulations to Megan and Greg over in Tifton. Megan is the manager at Destiny Fitness, and Greg
is about to tie that knot.
Yeah, and Greg is he's in some type of law enforcement, fire or something. I don't know exactly what he does, but yeah, they're about to tie the knot in Adel, Georgia, Saturday night, and we're going to be there to make sure they do that. Looking forward to that at the farm. So congratulations to Megan and Greg. Well, tell them what we got special here tonight.
Well, we have a very special guest, 8-time Mr. Olympia, Lee Haney.
Great interview. We're going to talk about staying fit at any age challenge that him and Miss Shirley, his wife, are doing. And he's going to talk about the Lee Haney Games coming up in November. And he's got other special causes on his heart that he likes to talk about. So he's just a great guy, a great humanitarian, a great athlete, and a great motivator and advocate for the sport of bodybuilding, Jim.
Right, and he wrote a book, Fit at Any Age, but now he's taken all that a step further, and they have the Fit at Any Age Challenge.
That's right.
So he'll explain all that to us.
Yeah, and him and Miss Shirley are doing that together. I like that. So if you're interested in, he has so many good things to say. And then we just love Lee Haney. We appreciate him. He honors us by giving us this interview. So we're going to be right back after a commercial break, and we're going to have Lee Haney on the phone. So you don't want to miss it. Charles Clark, thanks for joining us. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. It's 2021 and it's time to get in shape. We offer boot camps, Pilates, yoga, cardio boxing, strength training, Spartan training, and more. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And I believe we have Mr. Lee Haney on the phone with us.
Yes, yes. Hello, Maria and
Hello,
Jim. How
Mr.
are you today?
Haney. Oh, hey, we are great.
We are blessed.
We are blessed, and we are honored to have you call in today. I hope you have Miss Shirley there with you.
You know what? Miss Shirley is getting ready for our departure tomorrow morning for the Mr. Olympic competition in Orlando, Florida. So, as you being a lady, you know what's got to happen with the nails, the hair. And so I hope I see her before 12 o'clock tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yes, of course we have to have all that done, and we have to have all our outfits ready and packed up in many suitcases and bags. My husband is...
That's right.
Lee, you might as well just go ahead, sit down, get you something to eat, get you a cold drink, relax. It's going to be a while, right?
I know you know what, Jim. That's exactly what I did. I just had some baked chicken, some greens, and I got me some water. And I'm gonna go into me a little workout in a little bit. So I don't expect to see Shirley for a long time.
Well, but when you do see her, she will be totally beautified.
Exactly.
Well, Jim certainly is used to that because I'm a girly girl, and when we go anywhere, I want my nails done and my hair done and my eyelashes and everything. So we're certainly used to that. Well, I'm going to miss her, and you tell her that I am today. But we have so much to talk about, Mr. Haney. We got to see you up in Dalton at Stephen Rachel Payne's inaugural show a couple of weeks ago. And you've got so many things, so many irons in the fire. First of all, why don't we talk about your upcoming MPC show?
Yes, we're excited about that, Maria. The 2021 Lee Haney Games that will take place November the 13th at the Georgia International Convention Center in College Park, Georgia. We're excited about that. We have, I mean, everything from physique for men, classic physique for men, bodybuilding. We have the latest figure, fitness, bikini, wellness, physique. I mean, name it, we got it. We left no stones unturned. And I think we're going to blow all of the competitors and the audience away this year because we have a stage, bar none, one of the finest that I've ever seen. Wow. We're bringing out the big guns this year because everybody's so excited that, you know, the COVID is starting to ease up and we can get out and enjoy ourselves again, laugh, have a good time, still practice safety. But at the same time, we're excited about seeing each other. As you know, the bodybuilding community, we're very close-knit. We love each other. We like laughing, having fun, cheering on the athletes. So all of this is going to be happening. Then we have Bob Chickarilla. He's going to be our MC for this year. Then we also bring in DJ Freddie in. He's flying in from Texas to be our music guy. So he'll be our DJ there. So we are so excited about all that's going to be happening this year. And big thanks to our title sponsor, High Tech Pharmaceuticals, Jared Wheat. There, Jared and his team has been a part of the Leana Games for the last 6 years now. I just can't say how much we appreciate them and what they do in helping us produce this first-class event, along with my other first-class sponsor, too, Dan Tanner and Alan Vidya Ford, Benefits Resource Planning, Bay and Associates, my attorney friend that I work with, E-Clean Bro. So we have a lot of incredible people that's involved with us in making this awesome event happen.
Well, listening to everything you've got going on, it sounds like maybe the day after last year's show, you started getting ready for this one this year.
Oh, we did, Jim. You know, we got a surprise coming up for 2022. Also, you know, we've now combined the Georgia, which was the Mr. Georgia qualifier, is going to be part of the Leana Games coming up next year. So we're working on that. We're also working on adding a pro division for 2022. So there's a lot of things happening. Yeah, we've been working hard. My wife, Shirley, and I, Olympia, Joshua, you know, Joshua's wife, Jennifer, Richard Basantes, all of us, the whole team has been pulling out the stops and making us the best Leana Games ever.
Well, we were just so excited, Jim and I, to find out at our Zoom meeting, NPC meeting, that you were going to have the Georgia. Very deserved, Mr. Haney. Of anybody in Georgia, I think, Jim, don't you, that that's who should have got it.
Well, I can't say as I was surprised.
You weren't surprised. Well, I wasn't surprised either. I think that it was a well-deserved honor, and I think you will make that show everything that it needs to be, Mr. Haney. And then with the pro division coming up, Jim and I were last weekend in Daytona at the Daytona Pro-Am, and that was the first time we had ever been a part of a Pro-Am show, and that was something to behold down there in Daytona.
So yes, we're excited about what's happening here in Georgia. Judge Vince Crawford is really doing a great job.
Oh, he is.
At promoting bodybuilding to the next level. And, you know, as you know, he's a very hands-on people's person.
He is.
With the promoters and so forth. So it makes everybody feel good. Makes Georgia look good. We work together as a team and as a family. So he wants to see us take Georgia to the next level, and he's doing everything to do that. And as promoters, because you're a promoter now, you got your agent coming up, and that happened on the Judge Crawford's watch. So
it did.
We're excited about all the things that's happening.
Well, I think, you know, I think everything in bodybuilding all these years has happened in North Georgia, you know, in Atlanta. And, you know, the South, there's so many competitors down South, people that would compete. But you know, it's difficult for them to go to Atlanta and to these places, and they're a little intimidated. So we are trying to build the South up, working with the North Florida district in South Georgia, because we're right here on the line working together with them, working with Georgia, trying to make it the very best it can possibly be. So we are, you know, looking forward to having our show next year for sure. And we do thank Vince Crawford for giving us the sanction and letting us work towards this. And we are excited. Well, that was my next question. But you don't have a pro component this year at the Lee Haney Games, but next year you'll have a pro component. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So we're trying to decide in which direction we want to go. And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too soon, but I really love the classic physique, and because that's where I'm from, classic physique is really classic bodybuilding, as bodybuilding should look like. And so it's bringing back that look that I fell in love with as a young athlete.
Right.
You know, the vacuum, the small waist, the nice taper, you know, that's beautiful to people. And any youngster, particularly teenagers, looking out saying, I want to look like that. That's what I did. I wanted to look like Robbie. I wanted to look like
Frank Zane.
I wanted to look like Arnold. And, you know, that was the epitome of bodybuilding. So classic physique is that. And so I'm excited about that. Then, of course, we have the ladies' figure, a bikini. So we'll decide which area we'll go as far as those classes with females are concerned. But it's going to be first class. We're excited about it, and our backers are excited about it. So we're going to do a great job putting Georgia out there and making it a premier player in the bodybuilding world.
Listen, so many people have already taken notice about what is happening in Georgia. I mean, trust me, the Florida area, the Florida people, they're taking notice. Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, they're taking notice of what is happening in Georgia. So I am looking forward to that. And listen, I want to thank you, you and Mr. Johnny Stewart, for letting me pick y'all's brains the other day in Dalton. A great conversation. I mean, y'all are both great promoters. You know, it was just a pleasure to meet him and then to sit down and talk with you. And so just thank you for that. Well, you and Miss Shirley, though, y'all got a thing going on. Fit at Any Age Challenge, Mr. Haney. That's coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're excited about that. Me and Shirley, you know, we've been in the fitness world forever. This is what we do. It's who we are. You know, I'll be 62 this November. Shirley will be, hope she don't mind me saying, she'll be 61 beautiful years young. So I got to say young.
And, that's right.
You know, the fact that we're where we are in our journey, and we are able to, we're functioning physically, mentally, emotionally. We're having a great time. And you know those grand youngins keeping us busy. So, you know, and we want everybody else to experience that same thing. You know, you don't have to age and not feel good, not be functional, and not look good. You know, it's all possible through exercise, nutrition, the right mindset. And so we put together those 60-day challenge. It's not a weight loss challenge. It's a fitness challenge. Although you're going to lose weight, because we're going to give you the right tools that allow you to do that. But we're going to hold people's hands and walk them through of what's necessary and then what's not necessary to obtain good health, to help manage their age. It's all about managing your age, because we've already aged. So we want to make sure going forward that we do it in such a way that we'll still be functional without overtraining or doing things that we shouldn't do. So we're going to have a program that comprises of course, our hands-on with Zoom, where we're talking to people, answering questions with the do's and the don'ts. We'll also have exercise, video functional exercises that they can download and get so they can follow a exercise routine there. I just finished one, I just finished one Monday on stretching, because a lot of people have lower back issues, also in their hip SI joint area, because we're not moving enough. You know, we drive in the car all day, going to work, back and forth. We sit in the office on the computer. You know, we watch TV. So a lot of those, a lot of that type of sedentary activity tends to leave us tight in the glute, hamstring, and lower back area. So we have to do a better job implementing stretches that can help keep these areas loose. Because I know myself as an athlete, and having lifted a ton of weight over the years, if I don't keep my SI joints loose, my lower back, hams, and glutes nice and flexible, then I have lower back issues, lower back discomfort. And a lot of people are dealing with that. So I purposely created a whole exercise stretching walkthrough that people will also receive as part of the 60-day 50-day challenge. So we're giving them every tool they need: nutrition, training, stretching, motivation, where they actually hear me speak, Shirley speak, and all of those good stuff. So they can, for those wanting to join, and again, it's talking about being 50-day. So mostly people 40 and up, you know, 40, 50, 60, 70, they want this type of program. It's not for a 22-year-old, although a 22-year-old can use it, but it's more for age management and mature adults. So they can go to my website at leehaney.com. That's LeeHaney.com. They can download the link and order the product. And with that, you get the book, Fitting in the Age. You get a systemic cleansing and detox that'll help jumpstart the metabolism and get waste and bloat out of the body. You get it ready to receive good quality nutrition. Then you'll also receive what is called an age management pack, which is a combination of supplements for joints, heart health, recovery. And one of the top supplements in there is vitamin D3, which is good for several different things: blood sugar level, blood pressure, bone density, brain cognitive, all of that. So that's a part of that, that entire kit. And then, of course, the exercise download. So we got a whole turnkey going on with this Fitted NEH challenge.
And that's a 60-day challenge for anybody 40, 50, 60, 70, and beyond. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, I'm signing Jim up.
Well, it sounds like this challenge is all about, you know, keeping people active, healthy, and happy. And overall health.
Yep. Yeah, the whole person, Jim, because, I mean, I've seen people that were in physical great shape physically, but mentally they were a mess. And when you're a mess mentally, it's just a matter of time before it tears the physical person down. So it takes all of these different areas to you got to medicate all of them in order to be that whole person.
Well, you did
know,
mention
walking the car, hearing the birds sing. You know, we're getting a lot of couples that want to be a part of this. I mean, that walking and holding hands,
I'll bet,
ministering to the spirit of one another. All of that's important.
Well, you mentioned it's not really geared toward the 22-year-old, but I'm going to try it anyway. You know, even though I am 22, I'm going to give it a try anyway.
Yeah, but when I saw you a couple weekends ago, man, you was already pretty. I don't know how much more you can do.
Maria,
man, y'all are walking testament of how you manage your age and take care of yourself. Both of y'all look great.
You know what? Listeners, I'm going to tell you something. This is one reason why I love this man. You know, we're talking about an 8-time Mr. Olympia, and when he runs into other people, he's going to brag on how good they look. And now that's just crazy. But that's how good a man he is.
But Jim, I call him like I see him now.
Well,
I was better about you, but reason wasn't true.
Well, thank
y'all
you.
Look great.
I'll tell you.
I just avoid the conversation.
Okay, I see. I get the strategy. Okay. Well, I tell you, most days in my heart, I might be 22, but, you know, my lower back's about 81 and my knees are about 65 and, you know, my hips about 73. Yep. So, you know, my spirit's still 22.
That's it. And, Jim, you know, the thing about this program, as we're going to be doing these Zoom, is to let people know the do's and the don'ts. When you're our age, I'm 60, you know, 50, you don't need to jump rope. If you think for one minute that your body is going to allow you to do that for a long period of time, you got something else coming. I remember
too much
when training Steve Harvey, Steve said to me, he said, Leon, I've been watching these guys do these plyo jumps off the box.
Boxes.
What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
I said, Steve, what do you, he asked me, what do I think about it? I said, well, Steve, you know, how does your knees feel? He said, they feel good. I said, how's your back? He said, it feels good. I said, let me tell you something. The first time you jump off that box, your body's going to let you know that you're 60 plus.
Yeah.
And you want to lift back. Steve looked at me and said, well, Lee, that was a bad idea, wasn't it? I said, yes. Don't fool yourself.
Yeah.
Because you don't start feeling yourself and thinking you're something that you're not. And you're not 30 or 40.
Yes, Steve Harvey, if you want those knees and that back to keep on feeling good, stay off those plyometric boxes. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, I've copied that quote. It was talking about speeding, right? You hear the highway patrolman. And I copied it. It says, drive 55 to stay alive.
Drive 55 to stay alive.
That's right. So that's where your training got to be. Don't travel at 90 miles per hour.
Drive
55 and stay alive. That way you don't tear yourself up. Stimulate, don't annihilate.
There you go. I like that. I like that when you say that. I've always remember it. You know, it's so cool. And you're right. You are so right. But I think in our minds, you know, and especially Jim and I, because we've been in the fitness industry like you our whole lives, practically, we think that, you know, we are still in our 30s, 40s, and 50s. But I've learned I'm 62, and there are parts of my body that are 62. Even though my mind thinks that they're 22. I don't do things anymore. That's why I don't run. I can't run out there on that concrete. You know, I can't run. I'm not a runner. I can't do that. I can't squat anymore behind the neck squats. You know, I can do other kinds of squats, but I can't do that, you know, because of my back and my hips. And, you know, so I have found other ways to do the exercise to get the benefit from it. But, oh, yeah, I've slowed down a whole lot the last couple, 3 years on some things. And Jim has, too.
When it comes to your body and your muscles, stimulate, don't annihilate. I heard, Lee, I heard you say that years ago, and I remembered it. And I've stolen that and used that several times when I'm training or working out with people that are 40-plus.
Yeah. And Jim, I tell you what, that has kept me alive. I mean, I'm walking straight up today because of that philosophy. And, you know, I look at people like Robbie Robertson, who's 75. And Robbie called me the other day. He said he was coming to the Lee Haney Games this year. They're supposedly going to be doing a documentary on Robbie, you know, being the old school bodybuilding and I being sort of the last of the old school. So, But the point is, Robbie is still training and functioning at the age of 75, but so is Frank Zane. So is Claudio Cole. So is all of the older school bodybuilding, because we understood the health benefits of bodybuilding, not trying to tear ourselves up. This younger generation of athletes, their mindset is a little bit different.
Right.
Do things to the extreme. You know, bodybuilding is a sport of longevity.
Absolutely.
It's not trying to move the greatest amount of weight around. It's not about that. It's about connecting the mind and the muscle, feeling the body, being in touch with the body, being in touch with nature. You know, that's extremely important. If you're not connecting there, then you will hurt yourself or do yourself harm.
We had the great opportunity to interview Mike O'Hearn in Dalton a couple of weeks ago. Jim and I did. And one of the things, Jim, that really impressed me, they said, you know, Mike goes to bed at 8 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And his family, friends, he said, it doesn't matter who's there. He goes to bed. Sleep for him is number one, is priority. And he is going he's in his 50s. You know,
early 50s.
Yeah. And he said he's been doing that for years. His nutrition, they said, is spot on. Anytime you see him, he's going to, that's just what he's lived by his whole life. you know, and in the bodybuilding world and in the fitness industry. And, you know, he's an actor and, you know, it was the, one of the original American Gladiators. So, you know, I mean, he's still doing, and they said, it doesn't matter what happens or who's there. Mike's going to bed, and everybody knows that. At 8 o'clock, Mike says goodnight and goes to bed. He believes in his fitness and nutrition and rest. And I'm looking at this man, you know, who's just, you know, a very attractive man and just still built, you know, in his 50s, you know, and been looking the vision of health. And but he lives and breathes by that. I mean, that's just his Bible. That's what he does. And I thought, goodness gracious, you know, somebody – that old that's been doing that all his life, and he intends to do it till he dies. He said he's going. That's what he does, and people just know that and accept that about him. And I thought, how cool.
Well, you know, Marie, if you don't allow the body time to recover, it won't recover.
Right.
Because the body produces natural growth hormone when it's at rest. You know, when I trained Evander Holyfield, and we wanted to move Evander from cruiserweight to heavyweight. He was 192 when we started. You know, 6 weeks later, we had him up, 6 to 8 weeks later, we had him up to 215 pounds. But we made sure that Evander had three naps a day. He finished his early morning workout, eat, nap. He did his midday workout, eat, nap. Then he did his latter workout for the evening, which, you know, it's time to hit the bed. But each time, when he would finish up his workouts and have a meal, he would sleep, and the body growed and it recovered, and there was no injury. So, I mean, and you can't whoop a tired horse. You have to give it time to recover and rest. That's important for the body. And that's been a big stickler for me, too. I hit the bed early, but, you know, Shirley's a night owl, so... She said to me, I can't believe he's going to bed before 9 o'clock. I said, baby, look, I'm up at 4 o'clock. I don't, and Shirley sleeps like 8:30. So you know, my mindset of like, I can't do it.
Right.
It'll tear me off to pieces.
Well, that's me. I don't like to stay up late. Jim does, but I don't like to. And I probably have my pajamas on most days at 7:30 or 8. Now, I may not get in the bed, but I'm learning. The older I get, my body requires that rest. And I used to burn the candle at both ends when I was 30, 40, and even my early 50s, but I don't do it anymore because of that very reason. I have to get my rest. Yeah. I have to get my rest to feel good. Well, I mean, you have just got so much else, so many things going on. Jim and I, we didn't get to come last year. I believe I was sick last year and didn't get to come to the Lee Haney Show last year, but we do have our plans. We got it on our calendar. Several people, we've told several people about, we know several of our, people down here in South Georgia are making plans to compete in your show. There's a couple, a husband and wife team, that want to compete together at your show this year. So we're excited
several
about
others are going
several
to spectators.
Others are right. Spectators. We're bringing up a group from Florida that's coming to go with us, too, from North Florida. And so a lot of people, we're all looking forward to coming up there. And, of course, Fit Talk Radio wants to cover the event and be a part of that. Be a part of that. Well, I know you do have some other projects. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about that you're doing? I know that you do a lot of community work in your area up there in the Atlanta College Park area.
Yes. You know, one of the things that I've been been brought to my attention here lately with the school systems, of course, is the mentoring piece. You know, we have the Modern Day Knight program, which is part of Haney's Harvest House, a mentorship for boys. And we've been approached to trying to help establish these particular programs make them available, particularly to boys. Whether it's middle school, high school, elementary schools. And so we're excited about that. And so, but I make it clear it's got to be a community effort because no one person can do this. So the whole deal is a buy-in, trying to get other men from maybe different ministries and not just adults like myself, because a lot of times kids look at me like being grandpa, which I am a grandpa. But we want some of the younger guys to, you know, step forward and try to get them involved on a volunteer basis, too. You know, good young men are standards, our young fathers are standards, because if we don't do something with our young men, then, I mean, we're going to be in trouble. Who are we going to, be able to give our daughter's hand away in marriage to? A lot of young men don't know what it, they don't have fathers present, and some of the fathers present don't know what it means to be a man of standard because nobody showed them. So we're excited about this. We're concerned about it. We're praying about it. And this is a program that we're trying to showcase or make available to other churches, other community models that can be implemented because we're losing so many of our young men, you know, to crime, to, you know, drugs, to all kinds of craziness. So Haines Harvest House, a mentoring program, we're just pray for us about that. You know, I've got some calls from schools that are infighting in schools. You know, there was a time where we had people would come to the school. We had chapels. We had all of that in our schools. Now we don't have it. So, well, there's a separation between, you know, state and God. But let me tell you something. If you don't have a relationship in Jesus Christ where he's not, there's going to be chaos all the time. You know, and I'm thankful for the fact that when I grew up, there was people like Donnie Shell that came to our school. We had several ministers. We even had a weekly chapel program that would happen at the school. And the entire school had to come in to the auditorium and hear what was being said. You know, so they don't do that now. So as a result of not doing that, you know, a lot of what's happening is in trouble. And I know I'm getting off on I'm sort of rambling away now, but it's amazing how we create this monster called government, in which we created the monster, and we have a bridle, you know, in the monster's mouth to guide him to the left or guide him to the right. But and yet we just let the monster go about his way and don't try to contain it.
Right.
Which I think makes no sense. So I'm hoping that, I don't know. I'm praying.
Right.
That our government would put forth, well, we can't let our government ain't proven to do that, no way. We as a community, we as the people of God have to take charge of these things. You can't, the government can't, they can't legalize or, legislate law. They can't legislate people caring about each other. I don't care who is president. That's not something that they can do. We as individuals have to do that, to care for our young people and put standards before them, you know, and be accountable to what happens in our society and not just, well, it ain't my fault, it ain't my business, I'll just mind my own business. Well, God didn't put us in the world to mind our own business.
He did not.
Put us in the world to make a change and to step up to the plate and do what's got to be done in a loving and a wise and inclusive way.
Well, Mr. Haney, that program sounds like a very worthwhile endeavor. And I can tell you, as a former school administrator, you're right. You know, there are certain things you can and cannot do. But, you know, there are ways to kind of get around it. And, you know, without coming into the schools and pitching a particular religion or denomination, you can still bring in positive values, you know, compassion and love and responsibility. And, you know, these are Christian values. You don't have to call them Christian values, but that's what they are. And you can bring those in. You can bring that message in.
Exactly. So that's what we're doing. We have some discussion going on with the school officials, but good thing about it, they call up. So, okay, we got a problem here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We need help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so okay, I'm here to help you, and, you know, I'm going to tell you what needs to happen, and let's try to find a way to make it happen. You know, so just be, you know, for everybody listening, you know, pray concerned in that. And also be a concern about what's happening in your own community, because God has called us to be gatekeepers.
That's right.
You know, well, gatekeepers, men to be gatekeepers.
Well, the Bible tells us we should be the salt of the earth. And what does salt do to food? It gives it flavor.
That's
and
right.
And sets food apart.
That's right.
And preserves.
And preserves it. So, you know, that's what we should be. And, you know, Ms. Tony, that's why I have so much respect for you and your family And, you know, you are 8 times Mr. Olympia. But when I talk about you and Jim and I talk about you, we don't talk about you being 8 times Mr. Olympia. We always talk about your message of hope, love, faith, and your testimony. That is what why we are so drawn to you, because we love the Lord. You love the Lord. You don't mind sharing your faith. And your message of hope and love and faith is always out there. And that's what everybody knows about you and your family. And we are just so blessed and honored to know you. And we're blessed that you have been part of our Fit Talk family now for many years. And you've been gracious to us and called in and shared with us whatever you were doing. And so we appreciate that. And I know you're excited about the Olympia down in Orlando. I know you're kind of the, what do you call it, Jim? It's kind of in your honor this year, is it not?
Yeah, the ambassador. I like
the ambassador. I couldn't think
maybe
of that word. He's the ambassador, Jim, down there for the Olympia this year.
If it was a parade, he'd be the Grand Marshal.
The Grand Marshal. That's what I was trying to think of. That's right. But it's not. It's you know, they've got everything with your picture on it, and what an honor for them to do that for you, and rightfully so, being 8 times
wow,
Mr. Olympia.
I was, yeah, when I heard that, I was like, wow, blown away by it. I mean, it's an honor. I'm humbled by it. And I just hope, Marie, that my journey says that I've done something to try to impact the world for good, you know, and to speak truth. You know, I was placed in the bodybuilding world as a teenager, and I've always shared that prayer, you know, that I prayed with the Lord, if you see fit to make me the best in the sport that I love so much, I'll go before the world and give you the praise and the glory. And he saw something, so he allowed me to go around the world and to use my voice to tell people about him, to show family, to show what God has ordained for man, you know, and his wife, you know, his daughters. And so I just hope that it influences the next generation of bodybuilders. I mean, that's my faith, you know. It's amazing. I've had people over the years. I remember I had a show on TBN. And, you know, you sometimes you get to see what people have to say sometimes. They say, well, I just can't understand how you stand with a pair of underwear on the dollar. I just say, what is that about? That don't look like Christian to me. Well, you know, to you it doesn't. But, you know, the good Lord put us in all these different arenas. He had Payne Stewart, you know, the great golfer who died some years ago in an airplane crash. He was in the golf world.
Right.
He had Big Reggie Jackson, you know, Big Reggie. He, you know, the minister of defense, right before Reggie, after the ball snapped, you know, he was
a great NFL player, yeah.
When that, you know, Reggie would line up and say, Jesus is coming, and then he would tear into your butt. and he banned her, you know, he had on his sleeve, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right before he knocked you out.
Yeah.
So he put us in different arenas. I happen to have on a pair of underwear. You know?
Right. Right.
You know, but,
well, you're right. God can use you. If you are willing to be a vessel for him, he can use you in any arena. And no doubt. And Jim and I had shared with our church, because Jim's a deacon and we both lead praise and worship at our church. And on Sundays, we have missed some Sundays because we're at these bodybuilding shows. But, Jim, I mean, every time we have left, and we've had to explain that to our pastor, who also is a fitness person.
And a former coach.
And a former coach. And but every time we have gone and been away from our church, the Lord has blessed us, and something good has happened. We've met some wonderful people. We've met some Christian people. We've shared our faith. They've shared their faith with us. We've heard stories of overcoming obstacles. And we come back and share them with our church.
It doesn't matter if we're at a posing clinic or a bodybuilding competition, wherever we go, we end up, you know, hearing someone's testimony, sharing our testimony, and just, you know, it's almost like the fitness part of it, almost a secondary.
Yeah, exactly. That's your ministry, you know. That's what
Exactly.
That's what God has given y'all to do. And that's a blessing. That's fantastic. That's church on the road.
There you go. And that's what we said last week when we met Monica Brandt. We talked to you. He said, I told Jim, I said, well, she interviewed Lee Haney, you know, and Lee said it was a long interview. It was a great, I mean, her testimony with Mike O'Hearn that day. And what's the other guy's name, Jim?
Clark Bartram.
Clark Bartram was there. And Jennifer Lee, and you know, we just almost felt like we had church there in Dalton, Georgia, at a fitness clinic. You know, that was a question and answer about fitness, and it didn't turn out that way. But God was there, and there wasn't a dry eye in the place.
That's right.
It's in our hearts. And Mr. Lee Haney, thank you. We appreciate you taking the time. We know that you're a very busy man to honor us with this great interview today. Of course, we've got the Lee Haney Games coming up November the 13th at College Park. And then your Fit at Any Age Challenge starts, and they can go to leehaney.com to get all that information if they want to be part of that 60-day challenge. That was a great picture of you and Shirley, by the way. You tell her y'all running. Y'all look like y'all were laughing and having fun. I really liked that promo picture. That was great. And also the one with her on her – you carrying her on your back, and that was really cute too. I think I posted that one myself too. I reposted it.
But you better go check on her and see if she needs your help getting ready. She might have her bags ready for you to carry it out to the car.
Exactly.
You tell her that we missed her today, and that we know y'all are going to have a grand time down there in Orlando, and we'll have to get back with you again to find out how good all that was. Jim and I will not be down there. Keep us in your prayers. My mother we've called in hospice, and so we've been dealing with that. So I need to stay close to home.
We'll keep her in our prayers. Well, okay.
Please do that. And we thank you again so much for calling.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling, Lee.
What y'all do is a real blessing. You know, God has given you a voice, it's just wonderful to see you use it to his glory.
Well, thank you. We're trying to do that and just follow in your footsteps. You've been a great example to the fitness community, and we appreciate that. We love and respect you and Miss Shirley.
Always
so much.
Great to hear from you.
Great to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Haney. That was Lee Haney right here on 105.9 WVGA. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back.
Job of cleaning up.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy at Edward Jones is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor, Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. A job loss, change in health, or a loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to make sure you're equipped for what life throws at you. Call us at 229-244-2772 or visit edwardjones.com to learn more.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. It's 2021, and it's time to get in shape. We offer boot camps, Pilates, yoga, cardio boxing, strength training, Spartan training, and more. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, what a great interview with Lee Haney.
Yeah, I always enjoy talking with him. Such a good man.
That was pre-recorded. I believe we got somebody on the line. If you'll just give us 1 second. Who do we have on the line?
Well, you just have your unknown friend.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you for calling. What's
How
on your
you?
Mind?
Well, I want to see how much I enjoyed the conversation to hear it. Give me those magazines, but I don't know where the station is. I enjoyed the gentleman that was on. He's been on before. It's very, very nice. Did you have a good question?
Well, you're breaking up just a little bit, and I don't know why, but yes, we've had Lee Haney on before. He's just a great person to interview, and we just appreciate him calling.
Well, he is, and he's so truthful. You know, he's just very, very nice, and he has a good career and life. And when so do the two of you. I really do enjoy your program. Yeah. I've been listening as long as I've been here. That's 12 years.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and for listening. We hope we're bringing something that y'all want to listen to and hear.
Yeah, I really enjoy where you go and what you do, and you do it so it involves everybody, good Christians and everything. So I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy the show.
And thank you for calling. Call us back anytime.
Thank you. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It was such great to hear from our people, Jim, that are listening to us. Thank you, all listeners, and all those Facebook Live, Wendy, Amy, Charles, for watching us Facebook Live. That was a pre-recorded interview. We pre-recorded it yesterday, as a matter of fact. So, but we want to say special condolences to somebody.
Yes, on behalf of Fit Talk Radio, condolences to the family of George Peterson. Who passed away unexpectedly this week at just 37 years old. And he was in Orlando and scheduled to compete in the Olympia down there. And he's a top-notch competitor, bodybuilder, classic physique competitor. He goes by the nickname of Da Bull. And just sorry to hear about that. But I don't know him personally, but everything that I've read about him says not only was he a top-notch competitor, but just a very humble and personable man.
Yes, so condolences to his family down there in Orlando. Do we have somebody on the line, Mike?
I don't think so anymore. I think
okay.
We lost him.
We lost whoever was on the line. So, well, you know, Jim, we had not ever done a pre-recorded interview like we did today, and so that was kind of interesting. But I do thank Lee Haney, and we do wish him and Miss Shirley a great time at the Olympia this weekend in Orlando.
Right, and thanks to Big L and Mike here in the studio for helping us pull it together.
Absolutely. We got one last caller. Let's see who it is. Somebody on the line?
Yes, ma'am. That's me, Lauren Avery. They call me L.A.
Well, thank you for calling Fit Talk Radio.
Yeah. Just one thing to say that the one caller you had that was I can't even think of his name, but fitness and all that. I'm a retired. Well, I'm not. I'm a Marine, but I'm not active. I'm 64 years old, and I believe in all the fitness that you can talk about. I do 100 push-ups in the morning. Before I go to bed, I do 100 a day, and I'm 64 years old. That's all I got to say.
Well, congratulations. We are just glad you're up and moving. Thank goodness. Thank goodness that you're moving and encourage others to do that.
I do that. Well, I don't do it because of y'all, but when I listen to y'all, I say, well, yeah.
Well, thank you for calling and for listening to us. We really appreciate that. And you call us back anytime.
Well, I wish I was on 7 days a week with Jane, but one time a week. But other than that.
Well, you know what? We wish we were on a little bit more frequently, and that might come to pass. We're working on that. So, but thank you. Yes, I've been on the air now 8 years, so it might be time for me to have one more, another show rather than just one show a week. Maybe at least two.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for listening.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right, Jim, what a great show. And these people are listening to us. Yeah. Not sure why, but thank you for doing it.
Unfortunately, all good things must come to an end.
They are.
It's that time.
It is.
So I just want to remind everyone listening, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.